Hello, I'm Jamie, the pastor of Anchor Bible Church in Lincoln City. We're looking at where does someone go when he dies? What happens at death or after death? Really, what does the Bible say about death? What the Bible says about death? And something that we all need to know and consider and think about, because looking to Jesus Christ would be the greatest decision that anyone can make. So we're going to dig right in here too, starting in the Gospel of John. You should have a PDF handout. And so we're going to start with the John verse, John 5, 28 and 29. If you don't have that handout with you, just look it up in the Bible, the John 5, 28 and 29. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which that all that are in the graves," you've already died and been buried, "all that are in the graves," how many? All that are in the graves. Whether you're good or bad, naughty or nice, all that are in the graves, all that have died, all that already the dead, shall hear his voice. This is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the context will give us in John chapter 5. "And shall come forth," all the dead shall come forth. But what's going to happen? "They that have done good unto the resurrection of life." Well, who does good? We know that salvation, no one goes to heaven because they do good things. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. We can't boast about our good works and get ourselves into heaven. That's what Ephesians 2 clearly and plainly says. Well, it's those who are saved do good works. It's, we're saved not by good works, but to do good works, in order to do good works. We don't do good works to get saved, to go to heaven. We trust in the one good person, our good shepherd, who did the great work, the good work on the cross of Calvary for us. We trust in that, and that's how we're saved. And once we're saved, now we're saved unto good works. We do them because we're saved, not to get saved. So, all and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. There is a resurrection, there's a resurrection of life. But there's another resurrection here. And they that have done evil, because they've never trusted the Lord, they've never received his pardon and forgiveness, they haven't been forgiven. "And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation, to shame, to contempt, unto damnation, unto..." So, isn't that the sad thing? People that reject Christ, they don't have life. They can't be with Christ forever. Why would Christ receive you into heaven if you you've rejected him on earth? You see, that the Bible doesn't make that exception. If you've accepted Christ on earth, he'll accept you in heaven. If you've confessed him on earth, he'll confess you in heaven. And so that's what John says. So and continuing on in John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life." See, he's not just how we get life. He is life. "He that believeth in me," it sounds like John 3:16, "whosoever believeth in him should not perish." In fact, it says this, "He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Well, what do you mean? Is there life after death? Yes. Evolution just says, well, you come from pond scum, you're just here, you're just a bunch of chemicals, and then you die. And by the way, we don't know where the life came from. We can't explain that from evolution. We don't know what life is, but an evolutionist would have to admit. But yet, when you die, you just quit existing. Well, no, here it says that everyone, remember, all that are in the graves shall come forth. See, but here it says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this?" So, yeah, of course, we'll die physically, but yet we won't die spiritually because we've been given life. And that life continues on to be with the Lord forever. And then we'll get a new glorified body to meet up with that, or to enjoy that the new person created in Christ. John 19:30 says, and it just says, when he died on the cross, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Gave up the ghost. So we use that term a lot. Sometimes we say, well, my truck died. He gave up the ghost. It's not good anymore. Or whatever. Gave up the ghost. We know that term. Well, ghost is another word, English word for spirit. Gave up this spirit. What happens when you give up your spirit? Your spirit leaves your body. It means you die. And so here's a reference verse a couple verses later. John 19:33, it says, and when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead. So what does give up the ghost means? It means that he died. You could say, what happens when someone dies? They give up the ghost. Their spirit leaves their body. And so that's what happened. Acts 24:15 says, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow. And there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. The just people are those who have been declared just. They've been declared righteous. God makes them righteous through the righteous Jesus Christ. His righteousness is transferred or imputed to one, given freely, imputed to someone. So they've been declared righteous. And here also it says that those who have not been declared righteous, the unjust, also shall be resurrected. So back to our question, my friend just died. Where did he go? Well, was he saved? Did he believe in Christ? And so we're going to look at that. But at his resurrection, what's going to happen? Well, he will be resurrected, but will he be resurrected to life or to damnation? Was he a believer in Christ? Did he have life in Christ, or did he reject Christ? So what do you do with Jesus? Life is life's most important question, and it's most important that we answer it in the affirmative as far as we receive him as Savior. Well, John 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So here it tells us why we die. Wages are things that we earn. We go to work, we work, and we get a paycheck. We've earned it. We have our wages. Well, from sinning, we sin. We've lied, we cheat, we've stolen. We even have a sin nature from Adam. What do we earn from sinning? Death, separation from God, damnation. That's what we earn. That's what we deserve. But the gift of God, now a gift, that's something we haven't paid for a gift. We just, well, how do you get a gift? Well, go to a birthday party and watch a little child. Mommy and daddy hold out a gift, a present. What does the child do? She reaches out her hands and receives the gift, opens up the package, and plays with the toy. And so it would be very silly for the child to say, no, mommy, no, daddy, I don't want the gift. It's my birthday. I don't want the gift. I'm going to reject the gift. But here it says, the gift of God is what? It's greater than a toy. It's eternal life. Life forever. The quality of life being with God, knowing God. Everybody's going to exist forever. Some will be separated from God forever. But here is life with the Lord forever. That's eternal life, knowing God, knowing Jesus Christ. What we earn from sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But not everybody would choose eternal life. It's only for those who have received that gift through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the gift. Receiving Christ is receiving eternal life. But as many as them that believed him, those who have received him, I should say, who believed on his name, that's early in John. Believing is receiving is believing, trusting in him, an act of faith. So the wages of sin is death, what we earn from sin is death, but we have the opportunity, the option here to receive eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, for as in Adam all die. Well, how many people's related to Adam? Raise your hand. Well, you see, the whole world's related to Adam. Everybody on planet Earth came from Adam. God made Adam, and then he made Eve, and then they procreated. Everybody's related to Adam, so that's why we die. In Adam, all die. But notice this, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. It does not say, in Adam all die, and then all shall be made alive, as far as living, having eternal life. No, only those in Christ. In Christ. You have to be in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you need to get there as quick as you can. You need to receive him as your Savior so you can have eternal life. 1 Corinthians 15 goes on to say, here's a longer passage, 15:51 through 58. Behold, I show you a mystery. A mystery is something in the New Testament, a teaching that's revealed in the New Testament that has not been revealed in the Old Testament, but that was closed, that God didn't show it or explain it in the Old Testament. So here we see that, behold, I show you a mystery. What is this new teaching, Paul? It's not new to God, but it's new to those who was receiving the Lord.